Welcome to Divine Downloads. I'm your host and spiritual mentor, Cassandra Bodzak, and this is the show where we help you divinely design your dream life. And today's episode is all about this upcoming lunar eclipse in Libra that we have happening on March 25th, but we're also going to cover some themes as far as we just sailed through the spring equinox, and we're moving into eclipse season on the Aries Libra axis. So we're going to chat about it all, but about some energetic themes that might be coming up for you this eclipse season. So stay tuned. Before we dive into this week's super juicy episode, I want to just remind you of two things. One, we have an incredible free conscious lifestyle design assessment bonus that you can get just by clicking the link in the show notes or below the video on YouTube. I love this. And when we're talking about spring cleaning and the energetics of spring cleaning, it's the perfect little assignment, so to speak. I walk you through 8 different areas of your life in an over 20-page PDF that helps you really go through these different areas of your life and decide what's aligned. I like to do this every spring. I'll be doing this during the season as well. It is a way for us to also be in eclipse season without manifesting. We'll talk a little bit about why we don't manifest during eclipse season, but this is a great way to clear out the clutter energetically, not only from your home, but from your digital presence, but from your relationships, and really come out the other side on a whole different plane. So check out that free bonus below at the link. And of course, in a few short months, towards the end of May, I will be going on maternity leave. And so I would love to see you for a one-on-one session. If you are someone that has been curious about working with me for years, I would hop on and take advantage of me in these last moments of pregnancy where I'm in my full intuitive goddess glory. And I'll put the link below for those as well. We have a couple different options of how you could work with me one-on-one. If you need some clarity or you want some personalized help to help you get over a block or move into that next level or just gain some momentum. So without further ado, let's talk about this eclipse. Okay, so it is Friday when I'm recording this, leading up to the eclipse that is happening on Monday. And wow, I don't know about you, but I am already feeling the energy build and the momentum, not only for this specific eclipse, but also for this eclipse season on the Libra area. Some really interesting themes that, again, this is like a completion eclipse season because we've already been through our Libra Aries eclipses last year. And so we're kind of like tying up the final knots here. And so something that may have been like been worked on for the past few eclipses we were looking at last year is now, if you haven't already shifted it or moved it, might be coming to the forefront, or this might be like the final completion stage of it. And so on this Libra Aries access, what we're dealing with is Aries is our like independence. It's us being fully in ourself and, you know, what we need to do, what we want to do, being the trailblazer, more singular focused, right? Where Libra is all about partnership, balance, teamwork. And so it's a really like a reflection on ourself versus ourself in partnership. Or if you can think about it in the way of like the version of us that we are when it's just us, like us in a vacuum or us alone, right? When nobody sees us or knows us, right? Versus us when we're in front of an audience or us when we're in relationship. So for instance, it's like who, the version of you that you are when no one's looking, how does that shift when now all of a sudden maybe your roommate's around or your husband's around or your family's around, or you're even just in a public place where there are other people that are not necessarily with you but around, right? It's how are we just totally and completely in our individuality versus how are we then now being witnessed by other people or in relationship are factoring in other people. And so the overall theme that I think we're going to be sitting with for this season is really having to look at that. Where are we being fully authentic and honoring ourselves? And where are we putting ourselves out of alignment to be in relationship with the other? An interesting metaphor, oftentimes when we think about Aries and Libra, the most classical thing to think about is like you single versus you married, or you single versus you in partnership, right? You running the business by yourself versus you running the business with a partner, right? It is this, that dynamic, but another way to look at it is also like from, because I know a lot of you guys are entrepreneurs that listen to me as well, looking at it from like, what's the content that you would put out if it didn't matter, right? If you literally would just put out anything and no matter what you put out, it would be great, versus what is the kind of content you create for your audience, right? And it's so interesting because this has been like, if you followed me over the years, you know this is like one of my hot debates on the marketing scene, is that, you know, we're either in authentic alignment with what we feel called to bring forth into the world, or we are sacrificing our alignment sometimes for what we think other people want from us, right? And then on this Libra eclipse, we're really focusing on what's the balance of that. And that's what this whole clip season, I think, is about where is the balance between independence and interdependence? Where is the balance between, you know, being fully self-focused and fully other-focused, right? Where can they meet in the middle? And whatever is coming up for you in your life, in what area, whatever area is like feeling tender right now, I'm just going to give some examples. Let's say it's your finances, right? It might be, how would I want to spend my money versus how do I have to spend my money in awareness of my family, right? Or my partner. And so it's not like there's like a clear cut, like, well, I just have to do what I want to do because that's the thing. That's being full Aries. But it's not also, well, I just have to do whatever they want to do to keep the peace and sacrifice what I want, because that's full Libra, right? It's finding, where is the balance of that? Where can I stay in alignment with what truly matters to me? And then also, you know, be in a positive space with the others in relationship. But I think for most of us, when we're thinking about the balance and the harmony that Libra wants with this full moon, it's also asking ourselves, like, where am I out of balance? And where out of balance will likely give you a clue about where that rebalancing needs to be. So if you're feeling like, wow, I'm doing everything for other, I love the example of online businesses, right? I'm so focused on, you know, my audience loves memes or whatever it is, or my audience loves these, you know, candle tips or whatever, right? That I'm only giving that. Meanwhile, my heart is just dying to share my poetry, right? Versus, okay, I'm only sharing my mac and cheese recipes. Meanwhile, you know, my audience is begging for me to show them some dairy-free options or whatever, right? Now, the silly examples, but I think sometimes it's like more clear cut where we can look at, well, it's not about being an extremist in either direction. It's about finding that healthy alignment. And so if you want to be the mac and cheese blogger, great. If that's what your like authentic divine desire is, go for it. But don't be tone deaf to the awareness, perhaps, of that which you're in relationship with, which in that case would be your audience. So maybe every once in a while you throw in a dairy-free option, or you add a sentence to your blog that says, by the way, you could use this vegan cheese or whatever, right? So it's about finding that balance where you get to stay in alignment, but you also get to dance in that peaceful harmony and partnership that Libra wants, right? In our relationships, I think that's a little bit more clear cut, right? Where it's really getting clear. Sometimes we need to get really clear on our Aries, on our independence, on our self-focus. So then we can know where the compromise is, right? So it's like, well, for me, it's really, really, really important to do my yoga and meditation before bed. But I'm in a relationship with partner, and this is not true, actually. My partner lets me do whatever. But let's say you're in a relationship with a partner that really needs to go to bed at a certain time because they wake up early and they would be disturbed by you doing your yoga and your meditation in the bedroom, right? Then the compromise is not that you just completely sacrifice it and, you know, go to bed early with your partner. Maybe the compromise is, hey, well, when you go to bed, how about I'll just go to the guest room, go to the living room, go to another room in the house, another space. I'll do my yoga and my meditation, and then I'll join you afterwards in bed, right? It's about working out these ways where you can have that peace, you can have that harmony, but we're still staying true to ourselves. And so with eclipse season, you probably don't need me to tell you this, it is glaringly obvious, usually, what area of your life this eclipse is working on. Because you're probably going to feel a lot, and it's a lunar eclipse, so you're probably going to feel a lot of emotion around this area. A lot of energy, maybe it's anxiety, maybe it's overwhelm, maybe it's sadness. There's going to be a lot of energy in this area, but the beauty of eclipse season is that eclipse season comes in to help us sort this out, to help us stay on track and get into alignment. And so we want to listen to where that's coming from. We want to listen to the area that is being squeezed right now, that's really demanding our focus, that's really, you know, maybe torturing us a little bit. And dive in deeper. And, you know, for me personally, it really is, you know, I think it's coming in around my partnership and it's coming in around my work. And, you know, as, you know, an expecting mother and someone that has always been so fiercely independent and, you know, had her own things going on, going into this new season where I'm going to need my partner's help probably more than ever, and not just my partner, but other people's help, you know, in this new phase of life that I'm just exploring. It's finding that balance of how do I stay in my alignment while also getting into relationship and allowing myself to receive in different ways, right? And then around business, again, I think any of us that run our own, you know, soul-centered business, do things that light us up, as we're moving through each season of life and each season of alignment, it's constantly asking that question. And like I said, I think there's a real disease. It's funny. I say that, I feel like I have so much judgment, but then it's the opposite because, you know, I often coach people to write books. And I was like this too when I tried to write my first book. And sometimes I think, especially with the first book, everybody wants to write a memoir. Everybody wants to share every story about their life. And plenty of people forget about the reader, right? And they get so far on the like Aries focus of it, of like, I'm just going to share all these stories that are really pertinent to me. And forget about like the reader and what's their experience going to be and what are they taking away from it. And especially if you're not working with a traditional publisher, if you're working with a traditional publisher and a traditional, you know, editor, they will for sure make sure you don't do that because they're all about the reader. But But it is one of those things that like needs to come into balance, that I think sometimes in that direction goes wholly like the Aries direction, instead of like a more like, okay, it is not only what is the message that you want to share, but then also considering who's the person that's going to be reading this book and what do you want them to get out of it. So it's not just about like, for you, it might really matter in that story that you're wearing the pink dress or you called a certain friend, right? But for the reader, that doesn't really matter. They want to know like, what did you learn, or what can they learn, or how can they take away from it? And sometimes in business, I think it's the flip side. We focus so much on a lot of the more quote unquote like patriarchal business coaching is always like, well, what does your audience like? What does your audience want to buy from you? What do you, you know, what content does better, right? And again, like there's nothing fundamentally wrong with all of that, but you need to find that healthy balance, because if your soul wants to express itself in one way and your audience is wanting something else, or the social media algorithms, I should say, because sometimes it's more the algorithm than the actual humans, is wanting another thing, you know, it is a little bit of like soul sucking to give fully into that. And it is about meeting in the middle, is saying, hey, you know what? I love talking about smoothies or whatever it is, right? Picking what the thing is that you love talking about, and then incorporating, okay, well, how does my audience like to see these smoothie videos? Do they like when I list out the ingredients, you know, over a silent video with music of me making the smoothie? Do they like when I talk them through each ingredient, I'm putting them in as I go? Do they like just a picture of the smoothie and then the recipe in the description? Like, that would be an example of a balance, right? Where you're taking the thing that you inherently, your Aries is like, this is the thing I feel aligned with, this is the thing I feel really called to, and then you're considering the other in the way they want to receive that, right? So there's a bajillion different ways you can think about this, but in your relationships, and when we're thinking about relationships with Libra, it's so easy. Libra's ruled by Venus. And classically, yes, Libra could be your romantic relationship, your marriage, but it really is any long-term, like, committed relationship. So a Libra eclipse can also bring up, you know, things about, like, is there, like, a long-term friend or a long-term employee or coworker that's been in your life? These partnerships that are kind of integral in our day-to-day, are they still serving us? Are they still in alignment? And where are we flopping one side or the other? Where are we totally maybe not considering them or accounting for them? And where are we accounting for them way too much? So why do we hear don't manifest during eclipse season? Plus, before we end the episode, I'm going to tell you, I pulled 3 Archangel cards at the start of this episode. I'm excited to share them with you, but I'm also really curious to hear from you if they resonate with you. But first, let's talk about this. This has been like, I think really, you know, it's been like gotten the PR push that like Mercury retrograde got recently. Oh wow, I just like itched my eye and got my eyeliner all over my face. For those of you watching the YouTube video, I apologize. Eclipses are like fate points in life. And I really love eclipse. People love or hate eclipse season, you know? I am someone that loves eclipse season because I think I see it a lot as our, like, similar to our Saturn return energy, where, you know, everybody, sometimes people fear monger around Saturn return energy, where they're like, oh, like everyone's life falls apart when their Saturn return happens. And it's like, ah, you know, the parts of your life that aren't aligned with where your soul wants to go are going to fall apart. But that's the good news, is what I see. And I think eclipse season is the same way. And we don't manifest because of the energy in eclipse season is the energy we go into it, right? With the energy of surrender, of allowing God, universe, higher power to help us get on the right path. So often I feel like the energy of eclipse season is being like you're a little game piece on your Monopoly board, right? And God, universe is just picking you up and putting you where you are supposed to go. And so that's why a lot of times during eclipse season, we could have a breakup. We could have a friendship dissipate or a job loss, or we, you know, the final straw, we have to be the one to fire someone, or we have to move, or we get certain news, or we realize that something in our life is just incredibly not in alignment. So these things happen to illuminate for us what is no longer on our path. So every time I feel like we have these like eclipse little seasons, I really feel like it's like a checkpoint. It's like a checkpoint for us to really tune in and to see like what's working, what's not. The things that come into your life during eclipse season aren't random. So if there's a new person that you've connected with, or a new job offer, I got engaged during eclipse season years ago, right? To my now husband. And, you know, people get pregnant during eclipse season. There's all different things that happen. The things that come in, but also the things that leave, are fated. So it really is a time for us to kind of take our hands out of the pot just for a little while. There's plenty of time during the year to manifest. And all of your, I just want to say, when I'm talking about manifest, like your basic manifesting practices are still fine. Like if you're doing any of like the work, like my Divinely Design Your Life meditations, or even my Amplify Your Magnetism meditations, where it's like your daily meditation and maybe you're visualizing something you're manifesting, like you are fine to do that. That is totally fine. What they're really talking about is like not doing like deep magic spell work. So this is not the time for you to do a spell to attract that man, or a spell to get your dream house, or something like that. Like really, really like intense. When you're just showing up every day like the future 2.0 version of yourself that is what you want to call in, or you're even just doing like a visualization as part of your meditation, that is totally fine. Because in those spaces, we're showing up as the highest vibration of ourselves, and then just welcoming what's aligned. So that those practices are fine. I just want to be clear about that, because I think sometimes it gets confusing. Don't do any crazy spells right now, guys. No crazy manifestation rituals. Just wait a little bit. But I think eclipse season is a great time too to just surrender. For me personally, you know, of course I always want to be in alignment and be my highest self. And I think sometimes thinking about that next level you and tuning into that energy just helps today go better and helps you be more magnetic for all the things that are aligned for you. But it's also a beautiful time to just sit back and trust the guidance of your inner self, trusting the way the universe is pushing you and pulling you and flowing in the path of least resistance, being an observer of what's working and what's not working in your life, and being willing to take courageous action that feels in alignment and feels downstream and feels good. And so I think it's a great time for us to really allow ourselves to sit back and be held and watch what's in alignment be illuminated for us. And to just honor, to just show up to what's showing up for us. And, you know, when I ever have a client that loses a job during eclipse season, or goes through, you know, a breakup, or something is revealed, right? You know, if you have a partner that's cheating on you, could be revealed during eclipse season. If you have, you know, if your boss is smuggling money from the company, right? These are all like things that would be revealed that are out of alignment. And so it's kind of a nice time, I think, to just sit back and like see what shows up and be in alignment and do your self-care practices. And more than anything, you know, stay in authenticity with what really resonates with your heart, with what your intuitive guidance is really pulling you towards. And then the overarching themes, like I said, is just being aware of that Aries Libra access. And how is that playing out in your life? And how is your, you know, your self versus outer people focus going? And where is it in harmony and where is it out of harmony? And especially with this Libra eclipse, it's also looking at where balance is in our life in general. Where are we out of balance? It's going to be illuminated for us to correct. So the three cards that I got are really interesting. So the first one I got is a Knight of Michael. And this one says, time to move quickly. Choose logic over emotion, sudden changes. Well, I don't know, but please let me know in the comments below or shoot me a DM and let me know if this resonates with you. We'll see, you know, come this early next week. But yeah, eclipse season could totally bring some sudden changes. And in those moments, stay logical, go with it, move with it. It's faded. And then on that, we also got Archangel Samuel here that says, change your life, a sudden revelation that offers freedom. Break free from procrastination and embrace the opportunities that change brings. This gets me really excited for this eclipse, that through the lessons and the illuminations that are coming up with this lunar eclipse in Libra, we're going to get some much needed clarity. And I think this card is an affirmation of when you get that clarity, go for it. Time to make the moves. And of course, we just moved into Aries season 2, so we're going to be go, 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 go. And last but not least, the 10 of Ariel, very positive card to end with. That's all about there's so much to be grateful for. Financial success, the promise of retirement, a rich and rewarding family life. This is a card that's saying, like, it's all going to work out. It's all going to work out. So as you're making big changes, as you're making these shifts, it is totally normal to feel fear and nerves and be scared, right? But I think we end with this third card and the angels just want us to know, but you're going to look back at this moment and be like, wow, that was like the piece that, you know, fit in the puzzle that really, you know, brought it all together. And it's all going to work out even better than you planned. So as always, thank you for listening. Be sure to share this with your friends. It's great to run these things by your friends, right? And talk about, like, hey, how is that Aries Libra axis playing out in your life? And if you have some besties, they might even be able to illuminate what they notice in you. Well, someone that's really, really close to you, or a husband, right? Or a close family member can say, well, I noticed that, you know, with me, you're like this, but when you're out in public, when you're on your Instagram, or when you're doing whatever, you show this other side of you. And again, we're not like making anything bad or wrong, but it's about asking yourself, what is in alignment and is there a balance? Maybe you're one way, maybe you're super weird and unique with your friends, and then you're super generic online or whatever, right? And maybe there's just a balance of working in a little bit more of you, right? So get those insights. And as always, I love to hear from you. If you're watching this on YouTube, leave it in the comments below. If you're listening to this on iTunes, I would love you to review the podcast. It really makes a difference, but also shoot me a DM and let me know if these cards resonate with you or if this, you know, these kind of like energy forecasts for the eclipse resonates with you as well. As always, thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe and I will see you next week. P.S. Don't forget to check the links below the show to grab that free realignment bundle that's going to walk you through the Conscious Lifestyle Design Assessment. It is the ultimate in energetic spring cleaning. And of course, there'll also be a link if you're curious about diving deeper with me one-on-one. Grab one of those sessions before I go on mommy and me leave. I hope to see you soon.